matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
All right, Toby, let's get this rolling. What are we doing today?
I really don't know. Honestly, it would just be nice to see Monica again.
Okay, well, there is a but here. That's what's jumping out to us. Do you want to talk us through this?
As much as I know, as far as Monica's concerned, I'm just in the dark. I know before the date, we had this really solid connection, and then the date happened, and things just didn't fire at all. If that makes any sense.
Right. What kind of connection did you two have before? Like, how did y'all know each other?
Well, we matched online, so I guess it was an internet connection. I don't know. You kind of get a feeling when you're talking to somebody and, when you're even just messaging. And I felt like we had a lot of things in common. And I really wasn't that worried about the date going into it.
But you should have been.
Mm. Yeah, I guess. Don't get me wrong. I don't feel like it was a complete disaster. That's the thing. It went pretty well. Like, we started and we got tacos. And I thought we should go to a bar. So we went there and we were drinking. And, I was like, this is great. We can unwind and just get to know each other even better and, really connect. And then there was just all this silence. And she just kept looking at her phone like she was bored or something. I don't know. And all of a sudden, it felt like we were there forever. And it was only 1 hour.
Okay. So. All right. So the date bombed. Did you hear anything from her, like, after that?
Nothing at all. Right. It was just straight silence.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this really does kind of feel like a situation where she just wasn't interested.
Yeah, and not, we don't mean that in a mean way.
No.
Because you sound awesome.
Yeah. Who knows what her deal was, that said, we never mind trying, I guess.
Most of the time, we don't mind trying.
Well, look, we're just trying to prepare you for the worst on this, because, you think there's some hope here?
Like, there is a part of you that believes she might just say yes for some reason?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be nice, sure. But I just want to know what changed more than anything. Mm. Like, I can't do really anything about what happened. But, dating is hard enough, without knowing exactly how you screwed this up. So,
right.
Yeah, I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, sure. But just something else happened here, maybe something I can fix. I can't fix it with Monica, but maybe the next date.
Okay, and nothing out of the ordinary happened while y'all were out, or?
I mean, not really. I mean, there was one moment I found a $100 bill at the bar.
Wait, what? Hold on.
You mean you somehow spent $100, or?
Yeah, like.
Like you found $100 in the bar.
No, yeah, it was like free money. I found $100 in the bar, and I was like, I'm this is great.
Oh!
But maybe that came across as weird to her, I was thinking, or like maybe she thinks I'm poor. I don't know.
Around $100, I'd be excited too.
Well, what's the reaction you're supposed to have?
As anybody would, right? But I didn't really see, anyone, looking for $100, and maybe she's one of those people. Like, maybe she would have turned it in or called the police, and maybe she thinks I'm dishonest.
Right. Well, okay, that's something, and there's nothing else you can think of that might have blown you up, though.
Maybe the tacos, my breath was bad, or I'm just grasping at straws here, but when you get ghosted, you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
You start going crazy thinking about it.
Okay.
So, I just want to know what happened.
Right? All right.
And I want you guys to fix it all.
Hey, man, you've been warned, but we'll give it a shot.
Yeah. We'll call Monica and we'll see what she has to say. It's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
All right, so Toby does want to go out with Monica. He said that would be great.
Yes.
Like a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But he really just wants to understand what he did wrong because dating is difficult enough.
Yeah, I get it. At least,
some notes.
Feels
some
realistic.
Criticism.
Which okay, man. We can definitely
if
do
not
that.
For Monica, then for the next woman who comes along. So I think we've got Monica on the line. Hey, is this Monica?
Hey, yeah, guys. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Monica. We're Frito and Katie from Y100 calling you today with a pretty sweet little prize. So it's a date night package that we give away on our radio show where you would get to decide whatever you want to do, wherever it is you go, we will cover everything. So we take care of the bill. Just as long as you agree to go on the date with Toby.
Does this work? Like, did Toby put you up to this?
Kind of. I mean, he's the one who entered you to win the prize. So, yes. Yeah. It's actually our only requirement here, too, for, like, the really awesome date.
Right.
Again, all picked by you.
That's right.
Curated by Monica.
Yeah, you got to kind of put me in the hot seat here.
Okay, well, that's fine. Can we ask if there's maybe one or two reasons in particular why you wouldn't want to see him again?
Yes.
Just for the sake of discussion?
I don't know. There's no really easy way of, like, I don't want to be, like, me. I don't know. I'm just trying to... He's gross. That's like really.
He's gross.
He's just like.
He's gross.
Yeah, like a whole funk factory. I can't even. And I say that with all due respect. Like,
What am I?
I believe the term was funk factory.
With all due respect.
Hold on. Right.
He heard that?
Yes.
He did, and he is. He was just having a hard time figuring out why y'all weren't working.
Right.
You know, which I guess.
Funk factor.
Okay, well, you can't just throw that out there. Like, what makes me gross? I shower twice a day. Was it my breath? I even just changed deodorant.
No.
Like, I shouldn't have gone with the natural stuff? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's not it at all. Like, you seriously don't get what I'm talking about? Like, the whole money thing?
The Benji I found? Is that what you're talking about? That was pretty awesome.
But it's like exactly where you found it.
I told you, I found it in the bar.
Right.
Yeah, but where? Like, exactly where?
Well, you know, I found it in the bathroom.
Hold on.
Wait.
Where in the bathroom?
Oh, don't ask him that.
I'll tell you. It's okay. It was in one of the urinals.
It was what?
Okay, well, I know how it sounds,
do
right?
Do you? Do you know how it sounds?
I do know how it sounds, but it was in the urinal, sure. But it wasn't wet, okay? It wasn't wet.
How?
This is my theory, right? Some guy put it in there and dared a friend to grab it, right? But they were drunk, and they forgot about it. And it was just still sitting there. I mean, wouldn't you have grabbed it, too? It was like a kind of a crisp 100.
No, that I would not. You know how long it's been there? You have no idea, like, what it's been sitting in. You picked up money from a urinal, and then you come out the bathroom and wave it around my face? Oh. Like toilet treasure? Oh. No, thank you.
Toby, no.
Toby, what the hell? Dude.
Look, it's $100. Let me say this again. It's a free $100 bill, all right?
I understand.
You're acting like this doesn't happen. I mean, people lose their phones and toilets and porta potties, and people swallow their AirPods. I mean, all sorts of, you know.
Right.
I mean, tons of stuff happens, and this was a crisp bill. I'm going to say it again, a crisp $100 bill. It's just chilling. It was relaxing, like in the middle of the urinal, right?
Just soaking in the vibes?
And it was like, I already broke it. It's $87 now. Like, I got... There's 20s, there's 5, like...
Okay.
The 100 is long gone. The 100's in someone else's hands now, right?
Oh, I mean, gosh. No, stop acting like this isn't... like, you might as well stick your hand in a whole toilet or eat from a dumpster. It's it gives me the skeeves. It's disgusting, okay? Just absolutely gross.
Okay.
If I'm disgusting, then everyone out there is disgusting, okay? Make no mistake about this. Everybody else is disgusting. And what'd you call it? A toilet treasure? I mean, thanks. But I should have pocketed it and then not said where I got it from, right? I mean, no one's ever going to pass that up. Nobody.
I don't know about it. Aren't they? Look, either way, thank you for the time, guys. We appreciate it.
That's it?
Yeah. That's definitely it. That's enough.